forget his name, Fred Gaskin. Afternoon Delight, Village Vice, I'm about to see the light. This is half three hearts. The baseball game is about to start. Nope, there's a 6-hour rain delay. Albernator, birds and gators. Panama Canal has got a savior. Zach hates Matt, Big Ben Brad. I just took you to Pound Town with a strap.
Let's go. It's time for Barncast Live Sunday night edition. Get cranked up. Little orange and blue trumpets to get the night started. I haven't really found a good transition to start the show. I think we just start with chaos. I think you just start it with trumpets and start it with chaos. Glad everybody's here. Glad everybody's already loading up the chat. We got Brad Law. We got Christian. Wow. In the house. And your mic's still muted. Your mic is muted, Christian.
I like to call him Christian Wow.
Yeah, and don't forget, we got Seaside Daddy in the house, too.
Seaside Daddy's back. Let's go. I couldn't fit. One thing about watching it, tuning in on a phone, is like when you look at the screen, it makes you look like you're looking off, way off. And I could never reel that in.
Yeah.
And I think my mic was all messed up, too, so. We'll get to this. James Stallings already in the Jackson Coivin dog. Congrats. First of many. We're going to talk about that. That was so much fun to watch today.
Nails.
Graham McClain wants to know if Brad's filming with a potato.
Well, listen, let's go ahead and head this off at the pass. My office door is locked. I don't have a key to my office. So the new computer and everything and all that is in there and I can't get into it. And nobody's up here on a Sunday night.
I'll tell you what, when Brad leans into a bit,
my gosh,
there's nobody better. He leans
in. Y'all tell me, would you rather me not be on or continue to be on from a potato?
No, I love your tech. I love your addition back to Tecmo Bowl. Like,
Brett, it looks kind of like when someone didn't give their consent to be on a video. That's kind of what it looks like right now.
Welcome to Barncast Live, presented by Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Brad live from Afghanistan. That's
just gonna wear that one. Ain't nothing I can do about it. I look like Harry Stamper talking to Grace from the spaceship in Armageddon before he pushed the button.
That's amazing. All right, guys, there's something we got to talk about. First of all, Brad sort of created an e-rivalry, and I think this is hilarious. But we're gonna talk about the fact that. One thing I'm so thankful for Alex Golish is he's giving no one anything to be able to use for ammo. Like
nothing.
He's batting 1,000 and in that area. And we could be in a situation where we have John Summerall and we're having to defend this.
We don't know as seeing head coach John Summerall that you would love Gator Nation to know about him.
He loves pedicures.
Oh, really?
That's his favorite extra thing to do. So every 2 weeks in the football season, John loves to get a pedicure. That's just a fun little happy about him.
Is this the team bonding thing that occurs?
We should get the team going. It's good for them, you know? It's a good quality thing for them to do, but he loves it.
It's this fun little happy. I guess he's going to be getting a pedicure right before he comes to Jordan Hare. So his toes are going to be in phenomenal shape before he makes it to Lee County.
Do you think he gets crystal gel? Do you like crystal gel?
Crystal gel on there? The fun little happy is something that we should.
Guys, this is sweet. It's just sweet is what it is. I don't know what the big deal is. Yeah. It's just really sweet. Every 2 weeks.
That's a lot.
How jacked up are your feet that you get pedicures every 2 weeks?
Or do you just walk barefoot everywhere? Is that what the deal is? Like, what? I don't understand. Or do you wear heels?
Well, he's a tough guy now. He's throwing podiums at people, so his feet, you know, he might walk barefoot on broken glass everywhere.
Speaking of broken podium. Woo,
look at me. I'm John. I get pedicures and throw podiums.
What a throw.
I love the sound effect of the podium just falling too.
It sounded like a plastic 5 gallon tub.
Yeah.
You throw. Can you guys imagine what we would be going through if that clip came out about Alex Golish? What the Alabama media machine and what the social media twidiots, as Brian Harsin like to call them, like how embarrassing that would be.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, look, and pedicures are not a big deal in and of themselves, but I don't know that I want my, like, Mr. Tough Guy, macho man football coach. I don't know that I want my wife talking about how that's my little happy.
It's a little happy. That's my favorite part.
He also said he was introverted too, like the introvert part.
All right, Christian, that's the actual, like, the pedicure thing is just fun, okay? It's good, old-fashioned July fun.
From the head to the toes, Brad, I'm with you.
But now, seriously, what is one of the, like, best attributes of Auburn's football coach? His authenticity.
Right.
So for John Summerall's wife to tell everybody, yeah, he's an introvert, and now he can conjure up the energy when he gets in front of people, but he's really an introvert. So what we see of him on camera isn't authentic, according to
his own,
like the person
calling Shane,
him, who knows him better than anyone in the world, who knows what makes him happy and what doesn't make him happy. And I don't know, like, that to me is a bit of a red flag. And we all loved the idea of John Summerall being Auburn's coach 9 months ago. Okay.
Yeah.
We loved that idea. I think, though, if he's not authentic, if he's having to put on to get out in front of people, like if what you see is an act, then, guys, I think it's reasonable to think that Auburn might have dodged a bullet. Like, I don't think that's outlandish.
No, because I think people are going to be able to see through it really, really quickly. It's fun until you play a game. And I think kids will buy into it maybe for a time until the truth kind of reveals itself. So, yeah, the whole tough guy routine, I'm going to throw a podium at you, almost lost it, flipping stuff over and all that kind of stuff. Like, I guess all that's just – like, it's just fake. It's just a complete, total act.
And wasn't that a little bit Auburn's last guy? Wasn't that kind of the knock on the
I didn't want to go there, but you're right.
Let's go there.
And now you got a guy who is authentic and, you know, the whole thing.
Performative.
The whole thing is be who you say you are from Auburn's football coach. And in Gainesville, it appears to be, well, let me just say whatever I need to say in the moment.
You know, speaking of performative, Brad, I always like to drink my coffee when I watch my radar. And also, this might be random, but apparently Brad looks like Rick Moranis.
Yes, so. I do look a little like Rick Moranis. We also share the same birthday, by the way.
Is that a fact?
That is true. April 18th.
No way.
Yes, that's right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Rick Moranis was Danny O'Shea, right? From the Little Giants, that's Coach right. O'Shea.
What a great callback. Yep, from Little Giants.
He's Dark Helmet. Let's make sure that the best character we talk about, he was Dark Helmet.
That's a good point. We're going to go to ludicrous speed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. He's like, I didn't say I wasn't, or I said I was Coach O'Shea. I didn't say I was.
Oh, yeah.
What was his brother's name?
Kevin O'Shea.
Kevin O'Shea.
Ed O'Neill played Kevin O'Shea.
Yeah.
Love Ed O'Neill.
Oh, yeah. He's phenomenal.
Which is funny because the Al Bundy character was like a high school football phenom, you know, and scored 4 touchdowns against Bib High or whatever it was.
That's right.
I think that was a nod. I think that actually was a nod to the Al Bundy character. Like if you go back and look at it, Rev says Jordan Hare is where Auburn gets pedicures because opponents leave with their toes stepped on. Okay. I like that. I hope you get one after. So maybe every other, maybe less than 2 weeks this time.
Have you guys ever gotten a pedicure? Real talk. We're opening up here. Have you ever had a pedicure?
I haven't. I'm not against it. I just never have.
They don't have those now, up there in the Pacific Northwest?
No, and I've lived everywhere, but no. Like, I'll soak my feet. I soak my feet at home with, like, Epsom salt and stuff, but I've never had.
It's pretty close.
Yeah.
It's pretty close.
Where is this going? Yeah, I've had a couple. Yeah. Like I said, the pedicure.
Did it make you happy?
It's just fun to talk about. Well, I mean, it was fine. It was fine. I'd tell you this, I wouldn't go every 2 weeks.
No.
I'm happy enough to go every 2 weeks.
I think I've gotten two. I think I've gotten one here in Auburn, and I got one on a vacation thing at one of those all-inclusives. Yeah. And I fell asleep during the pedicure. Oh, of course. I mean, you've been drinking all day, and then you go get a pedicure, you're going to fall asleep. Just snoring. My wife's throwing stuff at me. Anyway.
So good.
The only toes Golish cares about are the ones getting to the end zone.
See, if any Florida, and I know there are Florida people who are watching, we just know this based on the data the last couple of shows. about so, if you guys are really quick-witted, there you go, Solomon, the annexation of Puerto Rico. If you're quick-witted, you'd say he wants to make sure that his toes are, you know, all nice and clean and presentable when he buries his foot somewhere. You know?
Yeah.
That's what you'd say on that side of it. If you were quick-witted, but I haven't seen that anywhere. So we'll just do it for you.
I don't want anyone to ever mention John Summerall's toes again. Are we done? Do we want to move on from John Summerall's toes?
Well, I mean, I suppose.
Let's talk about, I know this is primarily, we talk a lot about football.
Yeah.
And we do have some more football talk. I want to talk about something, a tweet that kind of went viral. That got picked up by a NFL, I would call him a legend. But I want to give some flowers first.
Okay.
I mean, we got to give some flowers to our guy, Jackson Goivin, right?
Oh, yeah. Dude, that was so fun this weekend to watch. Yeah. I have been trying so hard to get back into PGA golf.
Yeah.
And I told myself, you know what? Last weekend I tried and I watched a little bit. This weekend he's really stepped up and I was like, I'm going to pay attention on Saturday and Sunday. And I'm so glad I did.
Yeah. It
was so fun to watch. He's going to give me a reason to begin to get into PGA golf again. I'm so pumped.
42 straight holes without a bogey.
Bogey-free weekend.
To close it out.
And not only did he win, he broke a TPC Twin Cities, you know, course record.
He broke the tournament course record or the tournament scoring record, yes.
Yeah.
24 under. No, 25 under. Yeah.
25, yeah.
You got the number one player in the world in second place breathing down your neck. And according to the post-game interview, the post-tournament interview, he said, yeah, no, he was hearing the talk all afternoon about how Scheffler was coming up from behind and he was going to try to catch him. And, man, just cool as a cucumber.
And he had a couple of really dog moments, too, like where there was a time on, I think it was like maybe hole number 9, where he got into some trouble and had a long par putt. And Scotty had just made birdie. And it's like, if he misses this, it's a two-shot swing, and now it's only a two-shot lead. Yeah. And it's like a 15-footer, and he just buries it. And then, to me, the last putt was being just a dog because you could have, I think, three-putted.
Yeah, you could have
three-putted. Still, you could have three-putted from there and still won, and he just jars it from 15 feet. I tell you guys, I love golf. That's like my only hobby. But I found it really hard to watch professional golf the last three or so years. And I think Jackson's going to get me back into watching. I watch a lot of YouTube golf, but Jackson may get me back into watching, locking into a PGA event.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool to hear people yell War Eagle. Yeah. It's really cool.
Jim Nantz said
War Eagle.
War Eagle at the end, yeah.
Yeah, and then when he's walking, I don't know if y'all notice, he's got his scoring book in his back pocket and it says WDE on it. And like that Love part that. Sticks up out of his pocket.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
My son is 13 and he said, as we watched basically every shot of the back nine today, he said, mm-hmm. This is going to give me something to really look forward to in terms of sports on TV every weekend. Now,
love that. Love that.
Football, and even during, like every single weekend, I want to be locked in to see what Jackson Goivin is doing.
So look,
that's got to feel great.
So what? Now he's in the Masters. Mm-hmm. So Koivun will be playing in the Masters, which is freaking amazing.
Two-year exemption,
which I think he'd have been okay regardless. But he also catapults up into now he's in the playoff talk. So, like, there's a good chance, and I'm actually going on Saturday. I was hoping Zach would be on here because Zach typically goes every single year too. But if he continues to play really well, like, there's an outside chance this quickly he could back his way into the Tour Championship in Atlanta, which is the weekend before football starts. So how much fun would that be if he's got an opportunity to play for a Tour Championship? Again, it's going to be a really big long shot. I think Auburn's going to have a guy in the mix now. You've had Jason Duffner, who had that really – it was a really good surge, but like a brief – I feel like a brief surge of success. You had Patton Kizzire, who's won a couple of times, and that's really it. And this guy's won when he's 21 years old. By the way, what was said more, Brad? This is for you. What said more today? Jackson Koivun's 21 or Ryan Williams is 17? Which one said more?
Great question. Jarrett Stidham is from Texas. Was also said a bunch. It's in that same basket.
Pat is Bo Nix's dad. He played at Auburn too. I don't know if y'all knew that.
That's right.
They said he was 21 1,000 times today in that 6-hour broadcast. It had to be 1,000 times.
He's already 70th in PGA Tour standings.
He jumped all the way, which that's the number. You have to be in this top 70 to make the playoffs. So there's two more events.
Four tournaments. That's it.
Is 10 times note correct?
What's 10 times note?
The Tiger's best tournament score, it came in a super chat. Best tournament score all time was 23 under.
I believe it. I mean, because Koivun just broke a record. I mean, I believe it. I can't confirm, but I believe it.
How about Jackson starting the day birdie, and then again, just never. That's the thing to me. He just never flinched. Not once. Not one flinch.
He's right, by the way.
I couldn't imagine being a rookie in any sport and the best player in the world is sneaking up on you.
Yeah.
And you're just cool as a cucumber, as you mentioned. I would be shaking in my boots. And that didn't happen with Jackson Koivun. That just shows you right there, like, he already belongs at the top. It's gonna be really fun to watch that rise happen.
Jackson's the fifth golfer from AU to be in the Masters now. We're so back.
Let's go.
It's fun stuff, man. Again, he may have reeled me back in. I was on – I mean, I felt comfortable the whole time. But, I mean, I was locked in all day today. It was – and I was locked in most of the day yesterday too. And then you caught the end of him because he got hot towards the end of his round, I think, on Friday. And that's whenever I think he really started to get a ton of TV coverage. So
if he wins again, he'll be in the top 40.
By the way, this isn't just Auburn people going crazy over him. I mean, do you see the crowd? Do you see the gallery?
Oh, dude.
The attention of the entire golf world is now squarely on Jackson Koivun, and was all afternoon. And he just bore it. Like, he wore it and won it, and it was great.
That's why they kept showing that he was 21 years old, because it's
hard to believe.
Thing. Yeah, it's hard to believe how good he is.
Yeah, people wilt a lot of times when Scotty's charging like he was.
I certainly would.
Yeah. I mean, and he comes out of the back nine and Scotty birdies 10, 11, and 12. And you're like, oh boy, here we go. He shot 29 on the back nine yesterday, only to be beaten by one shot by Jackson. But you're like, man, Jackson's going to have to keep this foot on the gas. And he did. And I'm just so much fun. So much fun. I want to talk about the video. It's kind of funny how this popped up. And the reason I want to talk about it is because there's two sides, you know, they talk about the duality of man. There's like the duality of man in this one clip, and I don't have the actual clip, but it was a video from back in spring when it's a DB drill, DB versus wide receiver drill, and the DBs got the best of the wide receivers in the clip, and it was kind of like pumping up DeMarcus Van Dyke and everything that he's done. Again, that came out in the spring. Well, yeah. Chad Ochocinco retweets it. You know, obviously one of the better wide receivers of my time. You know, just unbelievable. story and everything that went along with it. But he tweets out something like that, or he retweets it, and he's like, man, that's just unbelievable coaching right there. And I think that he and DVD are both from Miami. They may have a connection. But once he tweeted it, then everybody started talking about it. I thought it was really, really good publicity. But when I talk about the duality of man, so what if Auburn fans or fans in general, you see a video that's DBs are doing good, yeah, what's going to be the natural antithesis to that, or like the natural response to that?
Wide receivers not doing so.
Wide receivers suck. That's so that was the conversation, was, oh my God, our wide receivers suck. You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, come on, guys. Like, there was more to that practice than just those three clips. You know what I mean? But just talk about that. I think you hit a home run with DeMarcus Van Dyke, and he was probably one of the more unsung guys that came along with his staff. And he feels like he's kind of fit in with DJ Durkin and what he expects, because they put a lot of pressure on their DBs.
Yeah. I don't think we talk about him probably enough, because we're talking about Tyler Hedanick. We're talking about Coach Hoodie. We're talking about Vontrell King-Williams for sure. And DeMarcus Van Dyke is younger, and he's taken over a spot that was coached by a veteran. And it's a loaded room with a lot of question marks.
Yep.
And we just haven't seen him yet. So to see a guy who knows a thing or two about going up against defensive backs in the NFL, elite defensive backs, say that that was pretty much elite DB teach tape, mm-hmm, I think it's got to, again, reasonably, you can have a lot of excitement and confidence in that. Always try to be reasonable and objective. And I think reasonably you can be excited about that.
Yeah, objective is a good way to look at it, because, you know, Rev brought this up too. Go look what Dez Bryant said. Dez Bryant, another receiver, you know, former NFL player, he basically was talking about how he believes it was a bad rep by the wide receiver. He said that the corner uncomfortable and things like that.
Boy at the analogy he used. But, right, by the way, go back right, and search that.
But he said, like, you have to have the right dope to sell to the buyer, something like that.
And he gave him some chopped up soap or something like that. I was like, oh, geez, yeah, that's so descriptive.
He sold him some chopped up dial soap. Yeah, it's like, okay.
I think it's fun, too, this video kind of going back viral whenever the stuff that Golish said about, Gavin Jenkins, and how he could potentially be an NFL corner. Like, he's that good. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of fun to dig that back up now that you see DeMarcus Van Dyke on display, because that's his guy. Like, that's one of his guys. You know what I mean? That he evaluated, that he brought in, that he's developed.
Hey, Caffey said no, Cade. Stop that. Stop.
John's toes are pastel purple. Like, he goes pastel purple. And then 2 weeks from now, when he goes back, he'll probably get like a Florida blue, like a Gator blue. Maybe.
So you think, like, when he was being both coaches, he had one foot one?
Yes.
Oh.
I think 1 foot was light blue. Oh. The other foot was orange and blue.
That's so funny. Hey,
it wasn't just the Twitter bio then. It was the toes.
Something else he said. I want to throw this out there. He said something on Media Days, talking about how basically I wouldn't have gone to a school that I wouldn't have gone to a school. Brad, what did he say? I wouldn't have gone somewhere that wouldn't have let me coach in the playoffs or something like that.
A deal breaker. I wouldn't have gone anywhere where they wouldn't let me coach the playoff.
Do you think that potentially Auburn had anything to do with that, or?
Yeah, yes. I think Auburn needed somebody to come in and hit the ground running day one and not split time. You can't do that in the Southeastern Conference.
Oh, sorry. Wow. Yeah, I would have kicked you right out of this team meeting.
That's my team meeting right now, Christian. I'm going to take my painted toes and kick you right out of this meeting.
We got a comment from Bubba Davis. Bubba Davis. Bubba here. Must. I think Summerall looks funny and is a fraud. Dude, don't know ball. Hey, Bubba Davis knows ball, and Bubba Davis sent us another voicemail, by the way. I think we should play it, because it's hilarious.
And we have not.
Usually sequel. usually a sequel can't top the original. Y'all have all heard this, right, Brad?
Have not heard this. The new one. Nope.
I heard the new one. I didn't hear the original one.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna play the second one because I think most people heard it. This one, I think this one tops the original.
Boys, it's a Bubba Day.
Hold on. Let me start over.
Look, I just want to bring. Hi, boys. It's a Bubba Davis again. And look, I just want to briefly apologize for my last rant. I know I got a little too wild and crazy, but
I did speak
with my pastor, who's also my cousin. His name is Tubba Davis, and we call him Tubba because he does eat out of Tupperware a lot. But talk to him. He said, Bubba, I've known you my whole life. You've always had Bubba Davis energy. He called it BDE. And he said, son, Bubba Davis energy is reserved for Saturdays in the fall and Sundays at church. But you can also give a little BDE when you leave a voicemail for the barn.
Yes.
So I'll BDE, turn it down baby. A little bit, just a touch, but I'm going to still keep my BDE because that's who I am. Now, I'm just driving down the road with my pet turtle, DJ Durkin. And, man, I've been watching them UFC highlights of Golas' last stop. And, boys, they got an offense. I think my prediction that we're going to score 53.27 points a game. All right? We got Byram. He'll make your defensive coordinator's pants brown. We got Jeremiah. I prefer my corn on the cob. Then we got all them natural wide receivers. We got Keyshawn. He looks like he weighs 2 tons, but he only weighs a single ton. We got Chaz. You might be dumb, but at least you're not a Nimrod.
Sure.
And then we got that boy, Jeremiah.
Boy.
Jeremiah, I do my shopping at Walmart, not at Kroger. And then, boys, it feels like we got 1,000 tight ends. They're all new. To be honest, I don't know their names. But I know there's a three-named fella. And then we got Jack Johnson, who makes banana pancakes. We're going to be
fine. That's a good one, right?
Let's go.
Then we got all the hog mollies. Big Joe, Stanton Rammel, Cole, not good, not better, but best. And then that other boy, Skinner. I think his name is also Cole, but boys, yeah. I got bad memory problems. I was fed cold milk as a baby, so I'm really fighting against all the barriers of my life. And then we got that boy, that left guard from Miami, who said, Miami, who? Take me to the plains. We're going to be fine, boys. We're going to be just fine. Again, like I said before, my prediction, 47.31 points per game. What's your prediction?
We lost 6 points a game.
Dang, Eagle, Bubba Davis, out.
Bubba. Who is Bubba? That's amazing.
We need a Bubba David podcast on the barn. That's what we need.
What's it? That was my pet turtle, DJ Durkin, was my favorite part. Like,
I'm ordering a turtle on Amazon. It's going to be on the bookshelf, and it's going to have a DJ Durkin name tag from here on out.
We just need to make a shirt that's a turtle. And it says DJ Durkin somewhere on
the
shell.
That's it.
My gosh.
That's it.
We
might need to make a shirt that says BDE, but I don't know if that's a good idea. But
Bubba Davis energy. Unbelievable.
BDE, WDE. Same shirt.
That's good stuff.
That is pretty good. You got one going horizontal, one going vertical. Yeah.
So I've totally lost track of what we were talking about. Does it matter?
No, I don't think it does.
No.
10 times says
talk about tonight.
The 10 times says the more the Bammer media machine talked up Summerall last fall, the happier I got when he went to Florida. Golish is way more measured in everything.
Yeah. You know what? It was weird that they were all just piling on love for him. It almost looked like a bait and switch. Like it almost looked like they were hyping him up so much they knew he wasn't actually going to be here. Although we all thought he was, like, up until the 11th hour. But I thought it was going to be awful weird how this guy that they had become best buddies with, best bros, and now they were going to have to like tear him down after they had built him up. It was strange.
You got some viewers looking through the TV fuzz thinking about your biceps here. If you like that, you should see how he eats corn.
Stop.
That's behind the paywall. We have to put that behind the paywall. Brad, I'm seeing.
Y'all just wanted to know what's behind me, like what's like back here. Is that
we couldn't see it? We would never know.
All right.
Hey, Brad, is the bathroom this way or this yeah. way or that way or that way?
Over there, maybe. All right. Enough of that.
Yeah. Hey, do you know where the weight room is?
Hey,
I'll find it. Okay. Brad, what I was going to say is you're talking about the media machine and pumping up John Summerall. I'll tell you what, I've seen some Bama folks be like, Golish may be the guy. Like, Golish may be tough. Auburn will screw it up somehow, but Golish may be legit is what I've seen.
Well, again, all you have to go on at this point, and we haven't seen a game yet, and that's all we've been screaming from the mountaintops. Like, all the people who, well, I'm going to wait until he's coached again. I get it. That's fine. Like, that's – we all are. But all we can see – like, all we can go on right now is what we have seen.
Yes.
And he appears to be authentic. He really pushes be who you say you are. And everywhere he's been, he has been who he said he is. So why would we think reasonably that would stop now? Again, just trying to be reasonable, trying to take the emotion out of it. Why reasonably would we think that stops now? He's had the best offenses in college football the last 5 years. Why would that stop now?
It's a good question. I don't know. I don't know. I think I like the fact so much that there's nothing to defend.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Like, yeah. There's nothing. There's no bonehead comment. There's literally nothing that Auburn fans have to defend for anything that he said. I'll tell you what, he's probably done more media. He probably has done more media than Hugh Freeze did media his first year. Like, he's had more opportunities to screw up.
Yeah,
and hasn't done it.
He said yes to everything. He's been on so many podcasts and so many platforms and radio shows and TV interviews. He said yes every time. He did like 3 Tiger Talks in the spring. Football coaches haven't done spring Tiger Talks with us on the network side, but he did 3 of them. He's there. He understands. He gets it. He gets that he's the face of the program, and he's not shying away from it.
Christian, I got this hat. I got this hat from the 47 website. So it's a Carhartt. It's got a corduroy at the top here. Really nice. Really like it. So, yeah, 47.
Nice. Christian and I are going to have a fist fight over who's going to be hat king.
I saw a comment saying that I had a pretty good hat game. And
I know, and it pissed me off. I'm not going to lie.
That might have been the most – I have been podcasting for almost a decade, and that might have been the coolest comment I've ever got in my life. So.
I'm surprised, actually, that you didn't put me in between the two of you, Kyle, for this show tonight. Just to – I know that it struck a nerve. Yeah.
No, come back.
In the middle.
Come back.
You're driving us. You got to be.
Alabama swept us in the Big 3, yet I wouldn't trade our current coach for theirs in football, basketball, or baseball.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I would totally agree.
I'm trying to think about. Nate Oates is too much of a scumbag for me.
Yeah, I don't want Nate Oates running my program. I don't. There's too much I have to defend that I don't want to have to defend.
Yeah.
He might have the better resume right now, but I'm with you on that.
Yeah, he's been coaching longer and been to more tournaments and stuff than Steven, but as a head coach,
What if we put him in the middle? Does it like make it better when it's a crap sandwich or what?
No, it doesn't. I've got to be on the right. I'll leave if you want me to leave, guys. I don't want to bring down the quality of the show.
No. Never. No. Another thing, like Auburn's just been getting like crazy good media pub. Did you see where Buki is training with Hakeem Olajuwon and Wimby? Did y'all see that?
I missed this. No.
I like it.
Yeah, he's training. Auburn HQ posted it on Twitter. I didn't download the video, but yeah, Buki's getting – that's pretty good company.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I would say so. One of the best centers of all time in Hakeem the Dream. And then, and then Wemby, who's going to win championships.
Yeah. I tell you what. Brad, I don't know if you've been able to actually see him yet in person. This kid's going to be impressed. He's impressive. When you think 7-footer Christian, that's a great point. 0 NCAA tournaments. When you think 7-footer Christian, what's the first thing, like attributes? Like, what's the first thing that kind of goes through your head?
Attributes, 7 foot. I mean, like size, being able to like just knock down low, like.
Wingspan, but slow.
Yeah, yeah.
That too. Yeah.
What do you think about ball handling?
Not a very good ball handler. Probably
no, not really.
Don't have to be. Don't have to be.
What about like 3-point range?
Not unless you walk your Kessler once or twice a game.
Yeah. So he can literally do all of it. He can bring the ball up the court. He can run a fast break. I saw him hit in a pickup scrimmage game. I went to one of the practices. He hit like 3 threes in a row in 3 straight trips. He's going to be fun. That's some pretty good mentorship to get right there from those two guys. So Auburn, just tons of great Auburn vibes, man. Tons of great Auburn vibes this weekend. The last few days, it's been some good stuff. Media days, I thought was great. And then again, you just don't have anything that you got to be like, I just really wish that wouldn't have happened. Now I've got to somehow spin around it.
I didn't cringe once during media days with Auburn people behind the microphone. You got Alex.
I thought he gave more than I expected too, which is crazy.
You got Alex McPherson talking about making field goals. Somebody asked him the longest field goal that he's made in practice. He's like, "Well, we as a team made a 60-yarder the other day. As a unit, we made a 60-yarder. I'll take every bit of that. Thank you very much."
Yeah, and the whole story about him working out. It'd be like, I'm not a kicker, I'm a football player. Like, that's strong, dude. That's strong.
I didn't think Golish was going to be that, like, even that straightforward, too. Like, what we saw from him in Destin, where he was, like, kind of taken back. Like, no one wants to hear about a first-year SEC coach with these type of topics. Like, no one wants to hear that. But, like, it was different at media days. He walked in, he was business, and walked out. And I thought that was right there. Like, there's nothing for us to defend for Alex Golish and the players that he brought.
Alex McPherson played in the club championship at Auburn University Club this weekend.
Who's that? Football player, Alex McPherson?
Football player, Alex. Ball lover, Alex McPherson. He's a pretty good golfer, too, by the way.
Ooh, good to know.
Complete sidebar there.
Okay. Well, that's a fitting part of the conversation, though, considering what we watched earlier today. Oh,
true.
So how many are left to the playoffs? You said there's two left?
So to get to – before the FedEx Cup playoffs start, there's two more events, and he plays in both of them. So he'll play the next 2 weeks, and then they'll cut essentially only the top 70 go on to the playoffs. There's two playoff events, and then there's the Tour Championship.
So the Rocket Classic, which is in Detroit, and then the Wyndham Championship in Greensboro.
Correct.
Okay, cool.
He's pretty much in. So
I think the favorite for the one in Greensboro, since that's not that far from where he spent a lot of his
Chapel Hill. Yeah.
Yeah.
Another thing like that people are talking about is, could he potentially play in the President's Cup? Could he be a captain's pick for the President's Cup? Now that would be.
Wow.
That would be freaking electric.
That would be awesome.
If you're a golfer and you like President's Cup, that's some golf to watch in like late October.
Late September?
Yeah.
I have the schedule pulled up right here. Yeah. September 24th.
Medina, right?
Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, Medina.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be fun. Do y'all got anything else that's on your heart, on your little bug heart?
I see somebody in the comments. Prescription Eagle. We talk about the schedule bug. Florida, Vandy, Tennessee all don't have quarterbacks sorted. Tennessee plays at Texas the week before. Georgia plays at Bama the week before. LSU plays 9 straight. Ole Miss, like, there's a lot of – I think you or Zach or somebody did a show about this. about how Auburn's schedule has a lot of games where Auburn's never going to be a trap game because it's Auburn, but it falls in some pretty advantageous spots in opponents' schedules.
You know, I haven't looked that far into it, but you're right, because I think LSU plays Alabama right after us, and you get them at 11 o'clock, which is weird, but I think it's also a pro at the same – it can be a pro at the same time.
I've been screaming about that LSU game. They play 8 straight games before their bye week, and the 8th game is that game against Auburn.
Wow. I mean, Lane's not going to be able to do hot yoga before the game.
And we're talking question marks about what's going on with Sam Levitt. Why wasn't he at media days? Like, has he got that bum foot or leg or whatever? And even if he doesn't, even if he's not, if he's 100%, assuming he's not going to be by the time week 8 comes around, after you already have to face Clemson, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, I think Mississippi State, actually their defense is kind of decent this year. And then you play Auburn. So
on a related note, on a related football heavy note, which coaches in the SEC do you think get pedicures besides Sumrall?
Will Stein.
For sure.
I love that you went right to him first.
Kalen, I think, probably gets them.
You think DeBoer gets pedicures?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. For sure.
Every 2 weeks? Are we talking like, are we? No. Is that definition here?
Silverfield, no. Pedicures.
Okay.
No doubt.
Yeah. Well, he's got aura, remember. So when you have to defend your aura to everyone else in front of a microphone, classic sign that you have aura. So
exactly. Who 1000% doesn't? Mike Elko. Mike Elko would fight you.
He has never seen the inside of a salon. No,
he would fight you if you ever asked to touch his feet. I feel like he's that.
Kirby Smart has never gotten a pedicure.
Probably correct. Probably correct. I don't think Golish is a. I don't think Golish is a pedicure guy.
No. In fact, somebody, and this is beautiful. I love Auburn Twitter. Somebody took a still of the video of him being thrown into the pool over the weekend. And they zoomed in on his foot. And they're like, clearly he doesn't get pedicure.
That's a good
one. Love that. Love that.
Drink. Somebody says, I bet Drink gets them. Yeah, I think I can see that one.
Drink's a pedicure guy. I bet Kiffin's a pedicure guy, don't
you? Oh, Kiffin? Kiffin, what doesn't he do? Like, you know what I mean?
We're not social media now. Well, not social media.
He gets mani-pedis, facials, waxings. And he gets all that stuff. He goes and gets the Botox. There's no doubt about that either.
Baton Rouge has some first-class wax. No, I'm not going to ask that question. Never mind.
Yeah, it's probably best you don't.
Fair enough.
This is a good question. More likely a future Olympian, Koivin or Kessler. So,
what's the next Olympics? Is it summer or winter?
They don't play golf or basketball in the winter, I don't think.
No, basketball's in the Winter Olympics.
I don't think so.
Basketball's the Winter Olympics.
It is. It's not the Summer Olympics.
Is that true?
The Dream Team was.
Wasn't that the winter?
They may have moved it. No, the Dream Team was the Summer Olympics.
Oh, am I wrong then? Oh, I might be wrong. Okay.
Regardless.
Okay.
Regardless. I would say that's a good question. I'd say Kessler probably.
Maybe. You think so?
You take the top 5 Americans, I think. Yeah. Is that right? The top 5 Americans. I don't know. Koivin could get there. He could get there.
Yeah. I think he will. I think we have entered, I put on social media earlier today, we've entered the Jackson Koivin era of the PGA Tour. He's
2028 in Los Angeles. The next Summer Olympic. Yeah, the 2028 in Los Angeles.
That's easy.
Can it be both? What if they both make it?
Yeah.
Like, that sounds realistic then. Especially because like all the older NBA players aren't going to the Olympics no more. Like LeBron's done. Katie's done.
And Sunny will be back for those Olympics too. She's working to get back for the 28 Olympics.
Could be a really Auburn high Olympics there. Wow.
Yep.
I think I changed my vote. I think in 2 years, Jackson will be one of the best 5 Americans on the PGA Tour. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, like, who else is gonna block? I mean, Kessler.
There's a ton of You get what, 14 people or something like that? 14
probably
or 15?
15, probably, I assume.
15 guys. Is Kessler one of the top two or three big men? Will he be one of the top two or three big men?
As a U.S. guy?
Maybe. Oh, it's a good point.
Because, like, you think, like, Wemby's for France.
Yeah. They may both make it.
Chet Holmgren, I think, is from Minnesota. So it'd be like Chet and Kessler, like that'd be pretty good. Like that's probably who I'd pick right now.
I don't know enough about NBA basketball.
Yeah, I might miss
enough about the Olympics. Yeah,
not my strong suit there. Yeah.
Anything else y'all have on your heart?
I don't think so.
Going once.
A lot of fun stuff to talk tonight about, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on this week. If you miss anything, you can go to the 24/7 live stream, the Barn 24/7 live stream, and catch up. Turn it on before you go to bed. If you wake up and have a bad dream, if you want to go back to sleep, you can turn it on, like, whenever. It doesn't matter. Make sure you check that out, and then subscribe to the premium, and you can get all the premium shows we do. By the way, Christian, Coffee and Cornbread's fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
Glad you guys like it.
This is so much fun because when I do my show, I record in the morning, like early in the morning. And then as I'm editing and getting ready to post it, I turn yours on. And like that's how I get it. That's how I get everything uploaded. It's fantastic. Sweet. The post shows are freaking hilarious. Like they're all great. I don't know. We just do some really cool stuff, I think.
I like the drink reviews. That's kind of a new thing, kind of a unique. Like, it's not all in one box.
Right.
And I love that.
My wife was pretty devastated that y'all didn't have purple cotton candy number one. That's her.
Not anymore. It got jumped. We got some good ones lately. There's been some really fun ones. Yeah. But yeah, we're checking out for sure. We already
are y'all doing Ghost anytime soon?
We've had some comments for it. We got to order them. We did have some barn members, like who are members of the barn, that are actually going to start joining us for some of the drink reviews too. So,
that's all
community stuff. Yeah, we're gonna have some fun with it. So it's really fun stuff. And you should hear what we have in store for the Barncast when football season comes around. It's not going to be just us hanging out talking. There's going to be a lot more things involved. So make sure you stick around for that.
Can't wait. It's not that far away. But until then, it's going to be Sunday night, Thursday night. We'll get that wheel spinning. We'll get all kind of fun stuff going. Guys, thank y'all so much for joining us. Thanks for the comments. Thanks for the super chats. That's what helps us keep doing this. So really, really appreciate every one of you. Brad, thanks for joining. Christian, thanks for joining. Y'all have a great week, and we'll talk again real soon. We're out of here.